Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, I'd like to remind you that this is the day that the Lord, he hath made, and we are to rejoice no matter what and be glad in it. How about you? Have you been rejoicing all day? Or have you been complaining and murmuring and finding fault with everything in this day that God have allowed you to see once again another day? Truly, this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Nobody but Jesus can do us the way that he do us. I do give honor to God, for he is the center of my joy, and all that's good and perfect comes from him. He's the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Let's listen to Walter Hawkins tonight. I'm having a bit of visual problems. I went to my doctor today for my six-month checkup, and actually ended up being 8 months. And he said my eyes are in excellent condition, no diabetes, no blood pressure, nothing, no macula, none of the things that can cause blindness did he see. He said, you're good, you can see. They did a visual field test and then another test. And I tell you, they dilated my pupils, and that's why I'm not quite cleared up yet. So I hope I don't bloop and blunder. This is where I need my armor bearer to step up to the plate and says, I'll read for you, but God's going to make a way anyhow. In spite of what the enemy might be trying to block, God is preparing me. And I'd like to let you all know that I am preparing to fly out in the morning at 6 something for El Paso. I have to be there this weekend for special service. And, of course, you know yours truly is on the program. Oh, bless his name. So to God be the glory for the things that he's done and the things that he's doing. I just want Walter Hawkins to sing just a little bit for you on this evening. God bless you.
It keeps setting my soul on fire. Thank you.
Amen. What is this? Whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. Now, I hope you understand what the song is saying. What is this that make me do right when I want to do wrong? What is this that make me love my enemies? What is this? Oh, I want to let you know, if you don't know, it is Jesus who makes the difference in our life, where we may want to hate, but the blood of Jesus in our life will cause us to love our enemies, and it won't let us be ashamed telling the world that I've been born again. That's how you know the difference between a saint and a sinner. A saint is supposed to be able, because you have Christ in you, who is the hope of glory, on the inside of you. He is to make the difference, and you should be, I'm going to put it like that, you should be able to turn the other cheek. Oh, bless his name. It don't mean that somebody's going to walk up to you and slap you in your face and then you turn and say, well, here, slap the other side. It doesn't mean that at all. What it means is to turn the other cheek. Listen, if someone does you wrong, you're supposed to forgive and move on. That's how you turn the other cheek. In other words, you don't dwell on what someone did to you that didn't feel so good. You got the mind of Christ on the inside of you, because that's why he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you have the mind of Christ, you'll make a difference in how you respond to things that don't feel so good. Oh, I know it's hard to do because your flesh want to act up. But you should have just enough knowledge about your Jesus. And I know you all remember that slogan. That's why I don't get involved in all that stuff that then, and you all run with it and don't bit more minute more in the man. What would Jesus do? How many of you that have been abused, used, mistreated, talked about, buked, scorned, sure as you've been born, how many of you would say, what would Jesus do? I've seen people that have that sign all on their car. What would Jesus do? Who are you asking the question? Yourself? Because you're not asking me. Because you would have to show me that before you rebut or retaliate what someone has said or done, you would have to show me that you are practicing what Jesus would do. Don't latch on to everything that sounds good. Everything that sounds good is not good for you. What would Jesus do? What would he do? When he found them in the temple gambling, what Jesus do? Would he turn over the tables? Or will you turn over the table? Jesus, go on now. You're here as his disciple. You're here as his witness. What would you do? Get down to the church playing bingo for money. What would you do? Never mind what Jesus would do. Jesus already showed you what he thought of it. Because he said, listen here, hold up here. Y'all doing something right here. My house shall be called a house of prayer. You're not going to come in here and make no den of thieves in my house. Jesus was upset. He was angry. He overthrew the tables, put the people out. You want to know what would Jesus do? Just don't grab every little cliche and run with it. God is good all the time. Yeah, and all the time you're hollering, God is good. But when you didn't get that promotion on your job, you say, Lord, why? Why did they turn me down? Why? Well, you were just the same person that was hollering about God is good, and all the time God is good. Well, when that happened and you didn't get the promotion, where was that saying then? Did you tell yourself, you know what, I didn't get the promotion, but God, you're still God. God, you're still a way maker. God, you're still able to do what you need to do concerning me. God, I thank you. No, I didn't get the raise. No, I didn't get the position. But I thank you because you are God all by yourself. And you promise to make a way for me out of your way because you say no way showed up to stop me, but your way stepped in and said, come on, I am the way. You told no way, back up no way. I'm here now. You got here and showed yourself. Now I'm here. Getting ready to show you that I am her way. I am his way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am he. Cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. I'm trying to encourage somebody tonight. But whatever it is, just in case you don't know, whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. I got to testify about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, 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 what he's done for me. Oh, 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 what he's done for me. Oh, 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 what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. That's what you should be saying. That's what your testimony is. What he's done for me, I never shall forget what he's done for me. He took my feet out the miry clay. That's what he's done for me. He established it on a rock to stay. That's what he done for me. Oh, 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 my God, what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? I cannot forget. No, never. Come on, never. Never forget. Don't you forget. Never. Never forget. He brought me out. Never. Never forget. Without a doubt. Never. Never forget. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Yes, Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I'm telling you, we used to sing those songs when I was a child, and it would get the church moving. You see, some of those heavy saints, and they was heavy weights back then. They was pretty hefty. But I tell you, when you start singing songs like that, you see them moving. And all that weight that they had was not a hindrance to them, because the Spirit of God makes the difference. And they begin to clap their hands. The next thing you know, their feet were shuffling. And before you know it, the whole church was on fire. Because God don't need no matches. He's fire by himself. As I'm thinking about it, look like my mother wasn't a dancer, but and she really didn't dance because she was the musician. So she played for everybody else to dance. So she sat there and she danced on her organ by hitting them keys and making them jump up and down. But I tell you, I could see my grandmother when grandma would get up and she'd holler, mmm. And honey, when grandma hollered, mmm, it was on. Do you hear me? The saints went to God's house when I was a child, to enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. They had a song of enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. And I have some friends that question me, how can you stay at church all day? I'm enjoying myself in the house of the Lord. I'm in no rush. Last Sunday we got out of church at 3 o'clock. I wouldn't even come home. I just sat there in the church. Didn't leave there. I got here almost 4:30 or so. Didn't want to leave out of the presence of God. Was in no rush to get home to do what? When the presence of the Lord was so thick in the building after we dismissed, I just wanted to just sit there and just give thanks for his spirit in his house. And then our little children had rehearsal. And those babies sung under the anointing. It was like heaven to me. I enjoyed being in the house of God. In his presence, the psalmist said, there is fullness, fullness of joy. You're going to church tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and you're not getting any joy out of being there, then check yourself. Find out, is it the people? Is it the preacher? Or is it me? Maybe I'm missing something. Look around while you're there. If you see Sister Spooky Mo clapping her hands and up praising God, and you sitting there, check yourself and find out what's missing. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Y'all just don't know all I have to deal with. Y'all just don't know how burdened I am. Well, in God's house, you ought to be able to get that joy that you need, that strength that you need to go back to your house and make a difference in your house. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I never could have made it. I remember my little great-nephew, Quan. I think Quan was about 3. He got in the car. He began to sing. I never could have made it. And Mom and I, we listened. I never could have made it without you. His little voice did not sound like Marvin Sapp, but the words were the same words that Marvin Sapp was singing. I never could have made it. And he just kept going on and on and on with, I never could have made it. And he stopped and he said, I never could have made it. I don't know if he knew without you, but for some reason, he enjoyed singing just that line right there. I never could have made it. So Mama said to me, "See, he's a little stuck, isn't he?" And we laughed. And we said, "Quan, without you, I would have lost it all." And he listened. And now I see that you were there for me, because I'm stronger, I'm wiser. We were trying to get him to move on to the rest of the song. I'm better, so much better. So he just looked at us, Mother and I, while we were trying to sing the words to him that he would catch on and sing. And he waited till we got back to that part. I never could have made it. And he got right back in. And he sang the part. Listen to me. He sang the part that was most important to him. He's given God the praise, given God the glory by saying, Lord, I never would have made it never would have made it. Because you see what some of you don't know, that baby, Quan, was in an accident. I believe he was about 5 months old or so. And his little head hit the windshield. And they said that the boy would not make it. They said that he would not have good sense. They said all kinds of things about the baby. And we were in New York praying for him. My mother, my brother, my Aunt Bert, all of us was praying for that baby in South Carolina. They said if he made it, his brain wouldn't function properly. And then the little fella developed seizures. And you know that works on your brain. He's not even supposed to know his name. But God blessed that baby that he would sing, I never would have made it. And as I listened to him, and he just like he was like Mama said, he was stuck. And I said, Mama, you know he right. If it hadn't been for God, he never would have made it. I know he didn't know what he was singing. I know he didn't understand why he was so into, I never would have made it. Because if it had not been the hand of God on his little life, he wouldn't have made it. That accident would have took him out. But he made it. I think he's 19 or 20 now. I can't keep up. But he made it. Well, indifferent, yes. Disobedient, yes. He's the typical human being. And time passed, so were you. You were hard to get along with. Didn't want to listen. Didn't want anybody to tell you what to do. But he never would have made it. And there's a lady that lived in South Carolina that I knew who was professing to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know some of the others at that time. And I called her, Sister Stella, I called her. I said, listen, we're praying up here. But I need you when you get off work. Can you go by the hospital with your oil? And I know that baby for us, please. She anointed the baby, and I was told that when she began to speak in tongues, that the baby's mother said to my nephew, the baby's father, said, you know what she doing? She's speaking in tongues. But let me tell you something. My nephew responded to what she said. He said, I know what that is. He said, my nana, my auntie, and my uncle, they all speak in tongues. Oh, bless his name. Never could have made it. If you're going to church, wherever you're going to church, if you don't have no joy when you are in there, or when you come out to bring what you receive in there home with you, check yourself. And say, God, is it I? Am I so far from you, God, that I can't feel your presence in your house? Maybe it's too many demons in your house and that's why you can't feel. But when you go to God's house and you can't feel God in his house, check yourself. Something is missing. Never could have made it without you. Because Marvin Sapp is singing his testimony. His wife died. And there he had his children with no mother. And yes, it felt like God had deserted him at such a time as this. Because when you have a loved one sick and you praying and praying and praying that God will heal them, and God doesn't heal them to life. He heals them through death by taking them out of the world. You feel like God was unfair. You just want to tell the truth. and shame the devil. But when you see that it's one day, and each day bring about a change, and when you look back over what you've been through, you can say, never, devil, would have made it without God. Without God, you would have never met any son, Jesus Christ. I'm not a God-only person. I'm not a Jesus-only person. When I say God, I mean Jesus. When I say Jesus, I'm including God. You know why I can't exclude them? I can't separate the two of them because Jesus said it. I and my Father, we are one. I don't know how these people get these organizations, I put it that way, parade them. I'm for God only. And here this other organization, here they come. I'm Jesus only. Well, who gave you the authority to separate Jesus from God and God from Jesus? When in the beginning, God said to his son, let us make man. Jesus was here all the time with his Father in the Spirit. But God was the orchestrator. That's who you see going forward. And God said in the book of Genesis, and God said, let there be, whether it was light, water, ever God said in that first chapter of Genesis, he said, let there be. The writer of the book of Genesis wrote the book of Genesis, the first five book of law, that God said, Lord, I need my reader now, so she could go or he could go to Genesis, the first chapter. Let me go there quickly. I know we're supposed to do our series on Psalms 119, but you know God shifts, and I love him for the shift because that means I'm not in control with what you hear me say. God is in control because I don't know who's on this line, and I don't know who need to hear what, but God know who need to hear whatever I'm going through with. But the baby said, I never would have made it. Hallelujah. I never. And you know what? That's what some of you need to be crying out. I never would have made it. Christ on my side. Because the devil would have devoured you a long time ago. The train should have jumped the track and hit your car. But God protected you. That nut driving down the road, in and out, swerving in and out of the traffic, swerving in and out of the traffic, could have caused an accident four cars ahead of you, and you got banged up in the fifth car. But God had his hand involved in it. I never would have made it. When I had my heart attack by myself, and I said, God, what do I do here? This is something I've never experienced before. What do I do? He told me what to do. And he sustained me till my husband, Mr. Sherman, could get to me. And he took me to the hospital in the truck, not by ambulance, in the truck. And when I got to the hospital, God gave made me a saved, sanctified, spirit-filled nurse full of the Holy Ghost. She recognized who I was, and she began to pray. In the meantime, my husband, Mr. Sherman, I said, call my brother. Call Michael. And he called Michael. He said, Mike. And Michael knew something was wrong because Pop didn't make too many phone calls. And at that time of the night, especially, it was after 9. He said, what's up? What's wrong, Pop? He said, Pat's had a heart attack. Michael began to pray immediately. He says, all right, Pop, where is she? He said, Ken General. He said, I got to call my mother. He said, Mom. She said, hey, Mike. He said, Mama, we got to pray. Sherman called. She said, what's wrong with Patty? He said, Mom, she had a heart attack. She said, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Take your hand off of her life. I'm still here. And the next day they came to see me. I was sitting up talking to folk. I had been walking the floor praying for people in the hospital. But I know how Quan felt. I made it. Without the Lord. And you know what? I hate this. Hurt your feelings. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know that's why you're still here. Because of the Lord. The devil's resume has not changed. He came to kill, steal, and to destroy. Any way he can, it doesn't matter to him. He allowed this man-made COVID to come out of China. And it took a lot of people out, and God didn't stop them. He didn't stop the devil. You know why? Because he gave the devil charge over the earth. But what the devil failed to realize is that the scripture saying, Psalms, I believe, 24, says, for the earth is the Lord's. Even though God has given him some permission to do something, God is still in control. Never could have made it. I like that. Thank you, God. Never could have made it. My sister gonna get me because my sinus is acting up, and I keep trying to do my sniffles, and she'll tell me, Sissy, why was you doing all that sniffling? Sorry, Sissy. I don't want to blow my nose. Let's go to Genesis. Come on here. Thank you, God, for the shift. Let's go to Genesis 1. Somebody didn't believe me. Oh, bless his name. Nah. Oh, bless his name. No. Come on, Lucia. Genesis 1 and 1. Oh, hallelujah. We haven't got long. Just let me give you this. Next week we will resume. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I serve you. Notice that God is the creator, not you. Not the scientist, not the doctor, not the nurse, not the lawyer, not the lady with the alligator purse. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, sometimes you need to remind yourself who is in control. Not you, not your degrees, but God is in control. And the earth was without form, nothing, and void, nothing. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. My God, didn't it? God bade y'all, going back to never could have made it. We never could have made it. And God said, this is where I wanted to get you to. Verse number 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Never saw light before. Didn't know anything about light. We knew about the darkness. It was deep. Darkness was heavy. But God said, I need to change some stuff here. I need to be a blessing to my creation. So I'm going to create a light. Hallelujah. So that they can see where they're going. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light, my God, from the darkness. Why are you still in darkness when God has put a difference between light and dark? Why are you still on the devil's territory? Why are you still serving the devil? Why? When God has given you light. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost, you know, he would have lost his mind. But God had to allow him to go that way so that he could prove himself. Yeah, you're hurting, you're in pain, you're suffering, you lost your wife, but I'm still the God that healeth thee. I'm still the God that I can give you joy in the time of your sorrow. I'm still the God who created you. I'm the God who created the heavens and the earth. I'm the God who added light where there was darkness. I am the God who made the water. I am he. I can show you. Marvin. And by me taking you through, Marvin, you're going to help someone else. Your wife's death is going to cause many to come to me. I'll take one and add others. Oh, bless his name. Do you know how many people got converted off of that song? I never would have made it. Because they begin to think about the tragic things that happened to them, the loved one that they lost rather suddenly, and they couldn't stop it. And they begin to think about, God, you is my help. You are my life. You are my strength. You are my joy. You are God. And without you, I am nothing. And I have to recognize who you are. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse number 6, and then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. That's why you got water everywhere. And God made the firmament. You see who made this, right? And divided the waters under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And verse number 8, and God called the firmament heaven. You were wondering, well, what is the firmament? God just told you. He called it heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, verse number 9, I'm almost done. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land, check it out, earth. Just in case you were wondering, how did all this come about? Where did this stuff come from? How did never could have made it I see why Mount Kwan was stuck, as Mama said. Mama said he's stuck, eh? Mama made a little fella low. She said his little voice just as flat. Never could have made it. That's how the baby is. Yeah. But listen, it doesn't matter how you sound when you're giving God the praise and the glory. She said, I never could have made it. The baby, 3 years old, singing, and he's standing up in the car, singing, just that, never could have made it. God is saying to you tonight, no matter what your problem is, no matter what's going on in your life, your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, your aunties, your nieces, your nephew, your brother, your sister, no matter what, I am the creator, and I can take your darkness and turn it into day. My God, I love Jesus on tonight. Seeing pretty good right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then God went on to say, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielded seed, and the fruit tree yielded fruit after his kind. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth? And it was so. I'm excited, y'all. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielded fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Come on, somebody. Whoa. I know some of you never broke this down like this. But God is in control. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, see, God talking again, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Come on, don't mess with God. Come on here. He's too much for you. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. You got to ask the scientist or the astrologer. That's right here, Genesis 1. And start with chapter 1. Everything you need to know about God is already here. Oh, bless his name. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, here you go again, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life. See, he didn't bring nothing dead for. He said, let the creatures come forth that got life. Did you hear me? And bring up nothing dead. Everything that God had was life. He had it moving. The creatures had to come forth with life. Anything that was dead stayed back there. But everything that had life came forward. Come on, somebody, and help me lift up Jesus tonight. The moving creatures that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl at has blessed the whale, the fish, the birds, and you don't feel like God gonna bless you. Just thinking about that ought to give you some joy, whether you're at the church house or in your house, whether you're at Piggly Wiggly or whether you're at Acme Market, whether you're at Aldi or Lidl, whether you're in Walmart, shouldn't make no difference. Just when you think of the goodness of Jesus, your soul ought to get happy, and your feet ought to get light, and your hands ought to go up and say, God, I bless you. I thank you for all that you've done for me. Whatever this is, it won't let me. I'm about my shade. Hold my peace. No, I'm not going to act unseemly. I'm intelligent. But I'm going to give God his due benevolence. I'm going to tell God, thank you. Yesterday, sissy, I went to the mailbox. Sunday, my pastor said, for the money that some of you have given, and it was a sacrifice, and God knows I made the sacrifice. And she said, the money that you put in church, she said, God's going to give it back to you. He's going to give you more than what you gave. And she went on to say, and for some of you, the check is already in the mail. That's what she said. And it was Monday. Thank you, God, for the correction. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for reminding me. It was Monday. She said this on Sunday. Sissy, I went to my mailbox on Monday. Got my mail out of the box. And I saw this letter sent from the state of Delaware, Treasury Department. I said, now what they want? So we always think the worst when we see the title of who it came from. If it had the hat on there, Jacqueline Grant, I was okay. But because it was dealing with the state, and you know, since my husband passed, I'm dealing with a lot of stuff going on. Unfinished business, but I never would have gone this far without leaning on the Lord. So when I saw that, I said, now what they want? Tired of spending money. I'm tired of answering question after question. What are they writing me for? Throw it down. Matter of fact, I threw all the mail down. I didn't want to open up nothing. And after a while, God began to calm my spirit. And he said, get the mail. Go in your room. Sit down collectively and open your mail. So I began to open this paper, this letter, this envelope, rather. And that envelope, I said, now, here this one here from the state. Let me open this and see what they want. Well, when I opened it, I said, no, that looked like it could be a check or something. And I kept on taking it out of the envelope. And when I looked again, sissy, it said, pay to the order of Benjamin Patricia. And I said, Lord, ask me what you're paying me for. And the check was more higher, my sheep, than what I gave. Give the largest offering that you can. And for some of you, it's going to be a sacrifice. But you got to trust God. So I had my credit card. I didn't have no cash. I had my credit card in my pocketbook. And I said to the usher, because they go out into the office to give their credit card stuff, because she swiped the card and then give them the receipt, and then they put this receipt in the offering basket and give you your card back. So I said to the usher, I said, yeah, take my card. She said, how much? When she was walking away from me to go in the back to pay, give her money, and somebody else had given her some money to take back there in the back where the secretary is. And she said, how much, Pastor Benjamin? I said, 150. And then the devil said, you fool, how you going to pay $150? And I told the devil, shut up. The pastor stood there Sunday and said, some of you, the check is already in the mail, and it's more than what you gave. God doubled it for you. My y'all was $300. I gave $150. God gave me my $150 back plus $100. Who won't trust a God like this? Y'all keep on being stingy. Keep on keeping everything you can for yourself. You're going to die and your children go spend it before you 6 months cold in the grave or cremated. You better land with what God has blessed you with. No, I don't tell you to spend it all, but enjoy what God has blessed you with. Land up treasures here on earth, and you die and leave it all, and then enjoy what God gave to you. Y'all better stop this mess. I didn't care how my bill got paid, but I obeyed the voice of God. Damn it. Said the usher, Sister Clara, said, she said, I'm a pastor, man, how much? I said, $150. Why did I say $150? I don't know. I could have said $10. They would have accepted that. But God was in control. And look what he did. And they said, this is a one-time check. I said, it's okay. I got mine back plus. That's the God I serve. And you think I don't have no joy? I never would have made it without you. My God, I would have lost it all. Now let's go. Come on, my time is almost up. And God blessed them, saying, now listen, he's still talking. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. I'm almost done. And God said, here you go. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things. You know, that's them bugs I don't like, creeping. And beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind. In other words, he made a male and a female. That's what it means, after his kind. He did not, there's no need of him giving a male and don't have a female. How is he going to make more children? More beasts. You got to have that female, that bull with that cow. You got to have a female heifer. And you got to have even the hyenas. I was looking at them last week on the wild and stuff. You got to have a female and a male in order to be fruitful and multiply. There is no two females that can have a baby. There's no two males that can have a baby. But God made the male to impregnate the female so that the earth keep right on replenishing. Now, I'm not figuring out where a male apple is and where the female apple is. I know they got the male crab and the female crab. You can look, turn it over and see what you need to see there. But what are we going to do about these apples? I guess I better Google it. But, however, it's the seed. It's the seed. It's the apple seed that produces the apple. I guess the apple is not male or female. That's a seed. Okay, God, I'm going to search that up. Okay, bless his name. I'm almost done with the comment. We got 750 something other here. Okay, anyhow, let's go. And God said, let us make man. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back up here to these beasts, number 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. Oh, bless his name. I'm having them all. And God said, let us, U.S., talking about Jesus, let us make man in our, y'all went to school? You know what us mean? And you know what our stand for? Oh, okay. All right, if not, Google it. Our image. So he's talking to his son Jesus. He ain't talking to the cows. He's not talking to the whales. He's talking to Jesus. So how can you say, I'm a Jesus-only people? I'm a God-only people. I'm a Jehovah-only people. people. I'm the church of God. Well, I'm the church of Christ. Help, Lord. Read Genesis. They are here together. But he allowed his son to come in the flesh so that you and I would have joy, that we would be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where the difference came. Jesus came down in the flesh. He was spirit from the beginning, but he took on a fleshly body so that you would know that he know what you're going through, because he already did it. And he overcame what the enemy, the plots that the devil had for you and against you. Jesus overcame it. And he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You were being overcomer too. You were turned the other cheek by saying, God, I bless you. No matter what it looked like. Don't care how heavy my heart is, how much I'm hurting over what happened to me. But God, I bless you. Because I never would have made it. Quan was serious, you hear me? He was serious about what he was singing. It didn't matter to him about the continuation of the words in the song. That's what stuck with the baby. I never, I'm a mama, she was a man. I'm a mama, nah. Without you, God, I thank you. So, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Man, look out. Come on, lady. Male. Uh-oh. Look out. Here we come. Male and female. That's us, y'all. Created he them. And God blessed them. Not the devil. Devil couldn't touch that. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. He told the man the same thing that he told the cattle, the same thing that he told the fish, the same blessing that he put on them to bring forth after his own kind. God put that same blessing on us. Them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Take over, be in charge, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl and of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. That's the apple, come on, y'all. That's the pear, that's the peaches, that's the banana. That's all that fruit. It's an herb. That's the parsley. That's the basil or basil, however you want to call it. That's the sage. That's the vanilla. That's all of that. God did that. That's not man's stuff. That's God's stuff. And we need to thank him on a daily basis for who he is and what he has done for his creation. He could have left you with nothing. But his love gave you everything. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. God's love lifted me. God's love lifted me. When nothing else could help, his love lifted. It lifted me. God, I thank you. Love lifted me. Come on, y'all, sing it. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. God's love lifted me. Oh, God's love lifted me. Yes, it did. God's love lifted me when nothing else could help. His love lifted me. I never could have made it. Hallelujah. but his love lifted me. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Look at how it changed. Before it was good, this time it's very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God did all of this in 6 days. What's your problem? Won't he do it? Can he do it for you? Yes, he will. And yes, he can. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. What he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. All right, you all keep me lifted up as I embark upon this trip on tomorrow morning. I tell you, I've got to board my plane at 6:10. To God be all the glory. I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful. We're going to close with this. That I have Christ in my life. Y'all get some joy. Check yourself, the church you're going to. If you have no joy, check yourself. Don't blame the preacher. Don't blame that main usher. Check yourself. See if you're showing yourself friendly to the usher. Or are you brushing by her like you didn't see her, or brushing by him like you didn't see him, and say, these people don't even speak. You didn't speak. Shut up. Because the Bible said, in order to gain friends, see, I got plenty of folk. In order to gain friends, listen. In order to gain friends, I didn't say to let nobody make a fool of you, but in order to gain friends, you must show yourself friendly. My niece got a lot of friends. Because she show herself friendly. I got a lot of friends because I show myself friendly. Everybody's not like me. They're not like my niece. But God requires, this has nothing to do with me or my niece. God requires that you show yourself friendly. And guess what? If I got that attitude that I'm going to show myself friendly to a lady named Vanessa, and Vanessa got the same attitude. You know, I'm going to show myself friendly to the lady named Pat. Both of us are embracing one another with a love that's unbreakable. I have a friend that I met in 1988, and we're still friends. She was in my wedding to Dr. Scott. Flew in from Georgia with her ailing husband. But we're friends. And she showed herself friendly to me, and I showed myself friendly to her. And together, we are friends. Anything that I need from her is done. Anything that she needs from me is done. Can you say that? Do you have a real, true friend tonight? Have you shown yourself friendly? Oh, she don't speak. But did you speak? God is watching you just as well as you're watching him or her. I know I'm over my time. It's 8:08 according to my clock. Y'all can spare 8 minutes, can't you? Sorry, sissy. Check yourself. Go on church Sunday. Check yourself. If you don't get anything out of the service, say, Lord, is it me? Or is it the preacher? Is it the choir? You don't like that woman on the choir. You don't like her hair. And so it hinders you from getting joy in God's house. Then you need to check yourself. Because I'm not going to go to anybody's church that's going to stop me from enjoying Jesus. If I want to get up and dance, I'm going to dance. If I want to sing, I'm going to sing. Because I'm in God's house. And it's, the Bible tells us over in Psalms, I believe it says, let the redeemed. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it is you. Maybe you haven't been redeemed yet. But it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm not fussing. I'm trying to prepare you to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. So, Lord, prepare me. I want to be a sanctuary. I want to be real in God's house. I don't want to go to church because I have nothing else to do. Well, I'm going to go to church. There ain't nothing else to do. That's bad. How God said, well, let me let the sun shine for her today because I ain't got nothing else to do. And then he didn't do anything else for you in the day. Come on, watch your words. I'm going to God's house because I want to go and I'm entering into his courts with a thanksgiving, grateful unto him. I'm going to enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. That's in the Psalms. Read it. And bless his name. Come on, y'all. Jesus is on his way back. I know you heard that 52 years ago. And he ain't got here. Yes, he did. He took your mother. He took your father. He took your husband. He took your brother. He took your child. He's been hand-gotten them. But he let you be here to get it right. He's on his way back. Don't let him catch you. What's your work undone? God bless you on tonight. Pray for me as I travel. Because, you know, folk want to open the door to the plane. I said, now, look, God, I'm glad he went before me. And can you imagine you're up so many thousand feet and you got somebody that want to open up the exit door way up in the air to kill everybody on the plane? I said, God, let all those people stay down here on the ground while I'm traveling. And I trust God that the trip will be all right. I'm going to go do what God wants me to do, and I'm going to get on back here home. And I will see you all next Wednesday night. Pray for Pastor Benjamin. And as always, we always pray for the bereaved family because every day somebody is bereaved, whether you know their name or not. So we just automatically say, God, strengthen the bereaved family. Let them find peace. Let them find joy. Let them find strength by calling on your name and let them hear the words of the song. I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see. See, look, he didn't realize that God was with him. But he said, now I see, after they lose his mind, that you were there for me. And now I'm stronger. Y'all pull it up on YouTube and listen to it. Marvin Sapp never would have made it without you. I thank God for Lil Quan tonight. Pray for my great nephew that God will have his way in his life. He spared that baby's life for a reason. Don't let the devil devour him because your prayer can make a difference. Said God, you allowed him not to be destroyed in the accident. That whatever your purpose was, use him, Lord, for your glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen, and good night. See you next week. Oh, bless his name. Night-night.